Turning now to some news from the world of sports. Vermont High School Division I football teams have never merged programs before, but in an effort to confront dwindling participation in the sport, Burlington and South Burlington High Schools are throwing a bit of a Hail Mary with a plan to combine their programs. The Burlington Free Press reports the proposal will get a vote before the Vermont Principal Association Activity Standards Committee this Friday. If it passes, the two schools will end a long-standing rivalry and begin thinking about how to make a co-op program for the Seahorses and Wolves start to work in the fall. The numbers have indeed been falling. The paper reports that South Burlington carried 44 players this past season compared to 71 just 2 years ago, and Burlington had over 40 2 years ago, down to 36 players this past season. That included 16 seniors not returning. To the NBA now, and a good old-fashioned blockbuster trade went down yesterday with the LA Clippers trading all-star forward Blake Griffin to the Detroit Pistons for three players: Tobias Harris, former Boston Celtic Avery Bradley, Boban Marjanovic, plus a first and second round draft pick. Griffin is a seven-year veteran who's spent his entire career with the Clippers since being selected as a first round draft pick, but he suffered multiple injuries over the course of his career. When healthy, though, he's one of the best power forwards in the game. This year he's been averaging 22 points and 8 rebounds per game. He instantly makes the Pistons a more formidable team, and they really do need him. They're losers now of 8 in a row and just outside the playoff bubble in the Eastern Conference. Griffin's first game for Detroit will garner even more attention than it normally would, with no less than LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers getting a taste of the new-look Griffin-led Pistons in Detroit tonight. The Boston Celtics, meanwhile, have come down to earth after cutting a swath through nearly everyone in the first few months of the season. The Celtics still lead the Eastern Conference, but they're a very meh 5-5 over their last 10 games, and they have just a 1.5 game lead over the Toronto Raptors for first place. So last night's win over the Denver Nuggets was much welcomed, even if the winning margin was just a single point. That came courtesy of a three-pointer by Jaylen Brown, with just 34 seconds left in regulation, good for a 111-110 win over the Nuggets in Denver. Celtics also have Kyrie Irving to thank, their best player, scoring 10 of his 27 points on the night in the fourth quarter crunch time. Denver still had a chance to win the game after Brown's go-ahead shot, but the Nuggets raced up court rather than calling a timeout for a set play, and a tip-in attempt off a missed three-pointer could not beat the buzzer. And finally, there is a curious lack of big moves made in baseball's offseason, which is proving to be more lukewarm toaster than hot stove to this point, other than, of course, what the Yankees and the Milwaukee Brewers have done. They have picked up some significant players. But there was positive news out of Cleveland yesterday, not relating to acquisition of a player, but the decision to part ways with a mascot. The Indians organization has decided to discontinue using the Chief Wahoo logo on the team's uniforms and hats starting in 2019. The grinning cartoon image of a Native American with oversized teeth and nose and a single feather rising from a headband is and has been for some time now, how do I say this, racist. Yep, that's pretty much the word that comes to mind. One could argue that the very name of the team, Indians, is also offensive, and while it's not as obviously disparaging as the Wahoo logo, I would never argue with any original American who says otherwise. Now, if only the NFL could do something about the name of the football team that plays in Washington, D.C.